Well, next, Dublin City Council is to hire stewards to patrol the Molly Malone statue to try and discourage a recent practice of people groping the statue. The tradition of rubbing the famous fishmonger's breast for luck is believed to have begun around 2012 and is thought to have been instigated by an imaginative tour guide. Well, Dublin City Council Arts Officer Ray Yates is on the line. Ray, we all know, I think, the Molly Malone statue, but tell us about it. It's world famous.
It is, of course, and it's a beautiful day in Dublin. I just left the statue, which is surrounded by tourists and tour guides in a very expansive part of the footpath. And the statue has quite a low plinth, so people
And were
will
people
step
jumping
up on it
this afternoon?
They were, of course, and I've started to experiment myself in having a chat with tourists and visitors and even locals about just not touching the statue.
And the reaction?
Sometimes bemused why you ask me this, and I'd say we just don't like people touching works of art, you know, and it damages them and it can affect the safety of them. So
has there been a lot of damage? Because you were explaining that, you know, I'm with the council, you shouldn't touch that, you know.
Yeah.
Is there much damage now to the statue?
No, I think long term we need to look at the safety of people leaning against it, because it could move its foundations. And the city engineers are studying that, although it is perfectly safe right now for people to be on it, even though they're not supposed to be. But it is also, the rubbing is removing what we call the patination, or the protection of the bronze. And we have to keep redoing that every year or so.
Now, you're going to have stewards watching the statue. How will that operate? Will they be working around the clock?
No, I think it'll probably just be within daylight hours at first for the first week. And I think it is a conversation. Because I think this is about education, because it's my observation that people are very unaware of what they're doing. And because the plinth is low and everyone's doing it, everyone just keeps doing it. But I think the tour guides can be a great help here, and so can just a good social interaction with people who are interacting with that statue.
And is there a cost associated with this? Because if you're going to have stewards watching the Molly Malone statue, telling people to leave it alone, there must be a cost, extra resources needed for that.
Yeah, well, some of the solutions that are being proposed would be very expensive, like a new plinth or railings. So I think having one person there having a conversation will create a bit of employment, probably. And I would see this to be, you know, relatively low cost.
Okay, Ray Yates, Dublin City Council Arts Officer. Thanks for joining us this afternoon.